This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time to celebrate 30 years of Scotland's leading disability-led theatre company, Birds of Paradise, here on RNIB Connect Radio, as I'm joined by Robert Softley-Gow, Artistic Director of Birds of Paradise, to tell me a little bit more about the company and their celebratory production. Hello, Robert, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi there, Kobe. Thanks for having us.
Firstly, Robert, would you mind telling me and listeners a bit about how Birds of Paradise started up and the sort of type of, I suppose, work that the company has been producing and putting on over the last 30 years?
Yes, so back in 1990, Glasgow was the city of culture in Europe. And that was a big deal back then because there was a lot of activity going on, a lot of ways for people to get involved in cultural activity. And obviously after the year of culture, that funding dies away and some disabled people say, well, that's been great, but how can we keep this going? So they got together and they contacted a company called Fable Vision, which is a Glasgow art company. And they said, how can we keep developing as disabled actors, as creators, etc.? Fable Vision did some great work bringing people together and said, well, why don't you start your own company? So that started back in 1993, and now 30 years on, we're still going strong and still making work that puts the stories of disabled people onto the stage.
And it's so important to have that space to be able to shine a light on what life really actually is like for many disabled people, and of course to make every performance as accessible to all as well. So that's what I suppose Birds of Paradise does.
Completely. I think, you know, disabled people haven't been part of our culture for, well, forever really. When you think of the big stories that you get told about the UK or about any culture, it tends not to be about disabled people. And because of that, we sort of get a range from history. We're a little bit invisible. And so, Birds of Paradise sort of passion is to put these stories onto the stage so that we become more visible and more relatable to. There's a big piece of research years ago with Scope that said that something like 80% of people in the UK had never had a disabled person inside their house. So you think, well, if people are not speaking to disabled people, if they're not interacting with us, and if we're not their friends and colleagues, then how can they really understand and how can we get over things like prejudice and fear and discrimination? And for me, as a theatre maker, as a director, being able to put those stories out there so that disabled people's lives become more relatable feels really important. And also doing that in a way that funny and interesting. You know, when we talk about this, people think we're being worthy, and that's not the case at all. It's about giving the audience a good night out, but also making it broaden their horizons in terms of what disability is really like.
And I think in a way you're doing that with your current production, which is celebrating 30 years of Birds of Paradise, which is Trigger Comedy, Don't Make Tea, which is a sort of comical sort of spin on disability assessments, which is set in the near future. And I wonder, did the sort of, I suppose, the idea for this piece come from many of the company's performers and creatives' own experience of disability assessments?
I think not so much that, but I think we all know and we all have direct experience of benefits assessments that have gone badly or that have been traumatising. And we're all aware that the benefits system doesn't really work for anybody. It's not fit for purpose. And the thing that theatre can do is highlight that. We haven't really got the answers. That's not what theatre does. But we can ask a lot of questions, and we can do that in quite a fun, provocative, comedic way the way people see things from a different angle. So, for example, in comedy, things get very violent within a very different segment. Now, obviously, we're not condoning violence here, we know that, but I think the comedy of that helps us to look at how ridiculous the benefit system in the UK is. And maybe start ask questions about how we can make it a little bit better.
And I think, sort of theatre and both comedy as well is a great space to be able to share those experiences and make the sort of, I suppose, the general public, as we all probably call them, sort of see sense and realise, well, hang on, things are happening which are wrong and need to change, don't they?
Completely. And like I say, there's no simple answers. There's no line in the play that even if you took all the money in the world at this, you still wouldn't solve the problem. Because we still need to work out what benefit systems are really for, and therefore how they can work better. And like I said, I don't know the answers to that, but what I can do is ask the questions in a way that makes people think a little bit further. Rob Grummond, who wrote the play, was great at speaking to a range of disabled people to go, what are the core issues here, and how can we begin to unpick them a little bit?
And I think that's what theatre can do. That's the best thing about theatre, is to be able to go through those experiences, ask those questions, and make people think.
Yeah, hopefully. But also do that in a way that makes them laugh. It
Oh,
makes,
yes.
I think it's that balance that this is not about a dreary night out where you make you think about things that are difficult. It's about a good time. It's also in the work that we do at Bucks Paradise. It's about making theatre accessible. And that works in a number of different ways. We have audio description for blind and visually impaired audience members, so they get a sense of what's going on stage. We have captions, and we have written sign language for deaf and gifted people, so they can access the work. But we build that into the play. It's not something that's added on afterwards. It's part of the play. So everything we do is about making this work more accessible for more people. And that feels like a really important role that theatre can play.
That's exactly. And what do you see as maybe the next 30 years for Birds of Paradise? Where would you like to see the company?
I mean, I think disabled people are always going to be part of society, and I personally think that's a great thing. I think we bring something unique to society. We bring a unique perspective on the world, and that's a great value. So while disabled people are part of society, I think theatre needs to reflect our experience and our way of looking at the world. So I hope Work Bucks and Paradise continues to do that in ways that are surprising and funny and thought-provoking and everything else, so that people can keep engaging with the issues and can keep involved in what we do. So yeah, I don't know specifically where the work goes in 30 years' time. I imagine that I'm not the one doing it, because I'll be quite old by then, and tired. And also the other voices have to be heard, and that's great. But I think it's still very important that the work of companies like Bucks and Paradise is there to keep that message going to the wider public.
Well, Trigger Comedy Don't Make Tea is currently touring around the country until towards the end of April, and more details, not only about the production but also about Birds of Paradise, can be found on the company's website, which is boptheatre.co.uk. Well, thank you very much indeed, Robert, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio, and I wish you and everyone else at Birds of Paradise a very happy 30th anniversary.
Thank you very much, Gobi. Thank you.